The heat hit the pavement at 7 this morning, and it hasn't let up since. I'm sitting in the shade at a table outside La Boheme Cafe in Bine O'Grady, watching the neighborhood slowly bake, and I've got a glass of something cold that is not coffee. The air is thick and still, and the only relief is a faint breeze that smells of dust and warm linden trees. It's the kind of day where the city slows down to a crawl and everyone moves in the shadows. I've been here 5 days now, and this week has been a masterclass in summer survival. The tram brakes still squeal like a seagull that swallowed a harmonica, and the drivers are still navigating those track closures I mentioned. Apparently the work between Ujesd and Lazarska is meant to wrap up by the 10th, but till then, the number 22 and a dozen other lines are being sent on wild detours through Mislakova. And just to keep things interesting, Lavka Bridge is still under repair, so the 12 is skipping its usual hop across the Vltava and going the long way round via Sechovmost. It's a puzzle every time I want to get anywhere, but I'm starting to learn the alternate routes by heart. Today was supposed to be my day to plan the route out of Prague, to finally get serious about the journey southeast. But the city had other ideas. It's the middle of Pride Week, and the whole center is buzzing with a different kind of energy, even in this heat. The big parade is apparently on Saturday, the 8th, and I'm told they've moved it from Letna to Stvanis Island this year, which should be interesting. Instead of a grand strategy session, my day has been a series of small, heat-driven decisions. A short tram ride to the center turned into a long walk through the winding streets of Staremesto, just to stay in the shade. I found myself near the astronomical clock, which was, unsurprisingly, a solid wall of tourists three deep. I didn't stop. I just kept moving, cutting through the quiet alleys behind the tin church, where the crowds thin out and you can almost hear the medieval stones breathing in the heat. For lunch, I ducked into a busy spot near the National Theater, the kind of place that's heaving with locals because the Denny menu is a steal. I had a bowl of Hovizi Gyula's Esnedliki, the beef goulash with those soft bread dumplings that just soak up the sauce. It was about 180 koruny, which is roughly $8, and it was exactly the kind of hearty, no-nonsense lunch you need when you've been walking for hours. The beer, a half liter of the local stuff, was around 60 koruny, and it never tasted better than it did in that moment, in a dark pub with a fan whirring uselessly in the corner. I spent the afternoon trying to be productive. I checked the Lataka app to map out the trams for tomorrow, and I looked at the long-term weather forecast. It's not going to break until the weekend, apparently. So that means my plan to visit Divoka Sarka, that wild canyon in the north of the city, might have to wait. The idea of a clifftop walk in 36 degrees sounds less like an adventure and more like a test of endurance. I'll probably stick to the riverbanks and the parks, maybe find a spot on the grass at Letna with a view and a cold drink, and just wait for the sun to go down. There's also a small part of me that's tempted by the Harry Potter exhibition that's opening tomorrow at the PVA Expo in Letny. I heard about it from a friend. It's a whole touring show of props and costumes from the films, and it's apparently the first time it's been in Prague. I'm not a massive fan, but it feels like a fun, brainless thing to do in the heat, a way to be indoors and entertained. It's a bit of a trek to get out there, though, and with the summer holiday timetable, the trams and buses are running less frequently, so I'll have to weigh it up. I think it costs around 400 or 500 koruny to get in, which seems a bit steep, but it's something to consider for a break from my own thoughts. The real mental work today was about money, not just what to do. This week has made me think a lot about the cost of living here. My little flat, which I'm renting out in Bine O'Grady, is costing me, well, the monthly rent on a modest one-bedroom in this area runs about 22,000 to 26,000 koruny a month, which is over $1,000. It's not cheap anymore, and it's getting more expensive every year. But then you have a coffee for 60 koruny, a really good one, and a solid lunch for 200, and you remember why people put up with the rent. It's a strange balance. The prices are climbing, but for a traveler, everyday things like food and transit are still so much easier on the wallet than in most Western European cities. It's a trade-off. That afternoon, I went to pay some bills and took out some cash from a Seska Sporitelna branch near Wenceslas Square. It's something I'd forgotten to do, A very unglamorous task, but it got me thinking about that whole first week bureaucracy. The registration at the foreign police office, the bank account, the SIM card. I've officially got a more or less working life set up here, which feels like a small victory. If you're staying over 30 days, just remember you've got to report your address to the OAMP office, and you need to bring your passport and your rental contract. It's a massive pain, but it's done. And now I can focus on the fun part, getting out of the city. In the late afternoon, when the sun started to dip a little, I walked up to Letna Park. The beer garden up there is always packed, and today was no exception. I found a spot on the grass with a view over the river, the famous rows of red roofs stretching out below, and the castle on the hill in the distance. The air was still hot, but there was a slight breeze up there. I sat and watched the ferries crisscrossing the Vltava, little white boats tracing lines in the water. It was one of those moments where you just feel completely present in the city, despite the chaos and the heat. And that's where I finally did it. I opened my phone, pulled out the map on my lap, and started connecting the dots. My plan for after Prague has been a bit of a daydream until now, but it's taking shape. I'm going to head southeast to follow the warmth as the summer turns to autumn. First stop, I'm thinking, will be the pond country around Trebon, a UNESCO town I've only ever seen in pictures. Then further south, maybe down along the river to Český Krumlov. I've heard the town is beautiful but absolutely overrun in the summer, so I might try to time it for early September. From there, the plan is to keep going east into South Moravia, just in time for the grape harvest. The whole region turns into a party for the wine, with open cellars in towns like Mikulov and Znajmo. The thought of it, of being on a train heading away from the big city, is incredibly exciting. I love Prague, and I've gotten to know it in a real way this week, but this is the part I've been looking forward to the most. The smaller towns, the countryside, the different rhythms. I'm thinking about the wine festivals and the hills, the slow mornings and the harvest dinners. It feels like the real journey is about to start, even if it's still a few days away. I finished my beer at the Letna Beer Garden, the one with the amazing view, as the sky started to turn a darker shade of blue. The city below began to light up, the castle glowing gold in the last of the sun. I walked back down through the park, weaving through groups of people and their dogs, the air finally starting to cool a little. I passed by a stall selling fresh apricots and blueberries and couldn't resist. I bought a handful of each, the paper bag warm in my hand. A simple, perfect summer dinner. I've been back at the flat for a couple of hours now, the windows open wide, hoping for a breeze. I bought a basic Lataka pass, and now I'm just sitting here, listening to the sounds of the city drifting up from the street below. The heat is still radiating from the walls, but it's more bearable now. My flat isn't big, but it's home for a few more days. Tomorrow, I might finally brave that tram detour to Vinohrady and spend some serious time in the Regrovy Sadie, or I might just go and see what all the fuss is about at that Harry Potter thing. The options are open, and that's a good feeling. I'm not sure what the plan is, but I know I'll figure it out in the morning. And now, I think I'll just listen to the city hum and dream of Moravian vineyards. Dobru NOC, Prague. I'll see you in the morning. If you're making your own way through Czechia, especially in the summer, pack light layers and a good water bottle. And be ready for the transit to be a little unpredictable. But most of all, expect to be surprised by how much you want to stay. From Prague, this is Teresa, signing off for now. Naskladnu.